The words Ramon hadn't sung in ages echoed through the night air. Sure, serenading a señorita on Day of the Dead while dressed as a mariachi was a bit cheesy, but the truth was that he loved playing the guitarrón, especially for a beautiful woman. Wow, the girl in the garden was breathtakingly gorgeous. She had a petite frame, dark iridescent skin, and magnetic energy. Her haunting espresso-colored eyes hypnotized him. Ramon had to force himself to stop staring at her fabulous cleavage, but her curves didn't stop there. That ass was the kind that songs were written about. He could write one about her right now. He studied her tattoos, a welcome change from the straight-laced women he normally dated. Maybe she even had more tattoos hidden underneath her clothes. Ramon would find out later tonight. His body flooded with warmth. He didn't give a damn that he was making a fool out of himself. It would all be worth it if this girl went home with him. Make that when she went home with him. The chica danced fluidly in time with the music and kept smiling at Ramon. Their eyes met. Ramon held her gaze and raised his brow. She blushed and turned away. Yep. He had this in the bag. Should he have picked a shorter song? Probably. But he had gone with a classic, one his father used to sing to his mother, back when they hadn't despised each other. Papa had taught Ramon to play it years ago. Ramon stared directly at the girl. She sang along with him, her voice sweet and soft, like an angel. She knew the words. Impressive. Most girls he met didn't know any of the old school songs. His college sweetheart had hated mariachi music and had never come to his shows. She had always wanted him to sing pop songs to her in English, but Ramon believed that the lyrics sounded better in Spanish. The final notes left his mouth, and Ramon placed his guitarrón down. He knelt, plucked a single red rose from the garden, and presented it to her. "It is bella." Her hand brushed against her cheek. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
"Gracias. Wow, you're really talented. I love that song. I didn't think anyone our age played the guitarrón. Where did you learn?"
"Well, my father taught me guitar, but I picked up the guitarrón at Stanford. I was in the student mariachi group there." Her pupils widened.
"Stanford? You must be smart."
Women like confident men. Never downplay your abilities. He leaned into her and grinned.
"I am. And you have great taste in music. That song is a favorite of mine. What's your name, beautiful?"
The woman paused. Uh-oh. Why was she hesitating? Probably because she didn't want to tell some stranger in a dark garden her name. She twirled a lock of her hair.
"What's yours?"
He paused also. The name Ramon Montes was well known in the Mexican-American community in San Diego. Once women knew who he was, they just saw dollar signs.
"Romeo."
"Romeo," he teased. The girl laughed.
"Right, then I'll be Juliet."